Good evening to you all, and I'd like to thank all of you tonight for the invitation that was extended to me. And I'd like to thank you for your warm welcome already extended to me since we entered this presbytery, this chapel. I was thinking really about how to address this group, and I have a small talk prepared over here, but I think at the end of the day it's on the paper, and I can leave that paper with anybody who's interested in looking at it. It's a talk based on the principles which I thought were going to could guide our engagement with the organizers of the World Food Prize tomorrow, and principles which I hope, which are basically also, you know, providing the guidelines for my own conduct coming over here to Des Moines. I recall that 34 years ago, Pope John Paul II stood here on this land and beholding a field bedecked with corn, challenge American agriculture and other farmers around the world to feed humanity with its harvest. Subsequently, Pope John Paul II went back to Rome and, in a series of meetings, first with FAO staff, and then with his own organization called the Pontifical Council for the Sciences, encouraged also the application of science to improving upon food production. But when he did, just as I said with some of you a short while ago, when he did it, he also cautioned about the need to have such application of science to the production of food guided by ethical considerations. Otherwise, we may end up producing an Einstein. And I think at a certain point, that's what it is. We all know since the financial crisis that we know that a whole lot of human institutions can be financialized. So that we began to talk about financialization of several concerns and activities of the human family. Financialization is when financial gain and profit dominate the doing of things. And everything is about gain and everything is about profit. And I suppose the apprehension that is kind of gathered us here in this chapel is about, it's about a very vital human occupation and the type of fruits of research that supports and promotes it, increasingly yielding to this same temptation. Here in the United States, you're very well aware of this. The financial crisis that broke and that still now left humanity was motivated by the same, you know, short-term gains and, you know, same financialization, you know, trust and desires. But all of that probably is not what I want to talk about tonight, motivated by the fact that I stand in a church. I just want to go back to what the Word of God tells us. God created the earth and entrusted it into the hands of human being that he had created, and so entrusted with the custody of this earth. But the earth that the Lord entrusted to humanity was the earth created by God, and the creation of this by God was punctuated by observations that everything that God did was good, and at the end of it was very good. So what then was entrusted to the custody of humanity was earth, which is good. Good because it serves its purpose. Good because it can nourish human life, which God has put on it. Good because it's got within it or what it needs and requires to attain and fulfill its aim. This was the goodness of the earth that God had created. And when he entrusted this into the hands of the human being, the human family, was that this will be carried on. But there's one logic which explains everything that God had entrusted into the hands of the human person. You know, this earth, which was good and so entrusted into the hands of the human person, when God began working on it, the book of Genesis tells us that it was chaotic. It was chaos. Until God spoke his word. And when he spoke his word, there was order. And when there was order, there was also beauty. And when there was beauty, there was also goodness. Which leads us only to conclude that if chaos or chaotic condition can become an ordered system we call the cosmos or the universe with the word of God, then if we forsake or discard the word of God, we shall end back. We shall go back to the chaos and the confusion that things were before the word of God was addressed to it. Elsewhere, when I've made some observations like this, it's like almost like chaos plus the word of God becomes cosmos, an ordered, beautiful system. Cosmos minus the word of God, you take the word of God out of it, and we go back to the chaotic condition that things were before God intervened in it. My dear friend, I think the challenge that is facing us appears to be a challenge of people, the corporate business and all of that. But at the end of the day, I think what we need to really recognize is a challenge of the recognition that this thing belongs to God in the first place, which is entrusted into the hands of humanity, and we are made it's entrusted to us in giving in custody. And when we have something given to us in custody, we may never usurp, we may never pretend to be the ones who are ultimately responsible for this, because it doesn't work. They talk sometimes, for example, about the population of the world increasing so much that the world cannot feed it. When we Christians know of a provident God who says that even before you open your mouth to speak, I know what your needs are. Can we ever have a provident God, have a creation that cannot sustain the life that he himself puts on this earth? And this can sometimes become the reasoning with which a whole lot of things can be done. So I think first and foremost, we're dealing with the possible crisis of faith, belief in God, and accepting that the world we live in is entrusted to us in custody. And as stewards, we need to manage the world entrusted to us as stewards. And as stewards, we're supposed to be responsible for the well-being of what has been entrusted to us. It is not something to benefit from, to use anyhowly for our own gains and all. As steward, the sense of responsibility as steward must accompany us at every turn of the corner. And if it were possible, this is probably the recognition that we need to come to. With all whose interventions on the earth or the world the Lord is giving to us runs the risk of destroying this, either with whatever chemicals are used on it or with whatever forms of applications are applied to it. It's basically the recognition of our presence on the earth and our use of the earth must always be accompanied by the sign and the sense of being stewards. Stewards who must feel ourselves always responsible for the earth. And having such a sense of responsibility, I think, we protected LB sometimes from the various forms of abusing the earth that sometimes we may be tempted to yield to doing. So, my dear friends, I think tonight the brief words that I want to address to us is we are dealing with something that may become a systemic problem. But I want to go behind the system, and when I go behind the system, I rather discover a crisis of faith and a sense of probably denial and not believing in God, and therefore a confusion about our own self as stewards of creation. When we attain clarity about that, then there's also clarity with what we do with the earth and everything that is entrusted into our hands. When there's no clarity about our own relationship with the earth and the land, then a whole lot of other things also follow. So let us pray and seek for this clarity about our own relationship with the land. That is the first sense of justice for us. Clarity about our relationship with God and relationship with the land. And when we've attained clarity in that regard, when we have fashioned justice on that level, then it's possible for us to fashion justice also between us, towards one another. When that is not there, and when there's confusion on that on the first primary level, then it's pretty difficult to fashion justice on all the other levels. So tonight, I think, over and above exhorting and addressing these words to you, my own sentiment since the invitation came and we accepted to come over here has been to pray. To pray rather for all who are involved in this. Because if the vision was clear, we would not be landing in this. And since the vision is not clear, then we just need to pray for the clarity of vision about our own selves, our sense of, you know, being a stewards of creation and our relationship with God and with the land, and so with all other people whose lives depend on the land. So praying about this, I pray for all of you also who are gathered over here, for the courage of bringing this message to the attention of the world, and we pray that the Lord guides our own path towards a solution, which I hope and pray would be in the shortest possible time. Thank you.